Bay Road Productions and Front Street Pictures present the unauthorized Full House story. Caption, 1987, Season 1.
How can you not know what you want to be when you grow up? And when I was your age, I knew exactly what I wanted to be. I just can't remember what it was. And lucky for you, you're cuter than I was. You're just too cute for words, which is probably why you don't have any lines in this scene.
Okay, everyone, places.
We're about ready to roll.
Okay, guys, we're going to roll on this. Can we get the camera on set, please?
All right, camera one, you got Dave coming down the stairs. Two, I want you to hold with John and wait for the cross. All right, okay, everybody set?
Okay, let's got it down.
In three, two, one.
Joey carries Michelle downstairs with his eyes closed.
Bad puppy. Bad puppy. Bad puppy peed on the rug.
Jesse enters.
Okay, three, swing over to standby to take John.
Over, coming to you on two and two.
Bad puppy needs to go outside.
Hey, wait, what are you doing?
Bad puppy needs to go outside.
What's going on?
I think he's sleepwalking.
Let's not rush to judgment. Remember, Uncle Joey's not all that awake, even when he's awake.
Okay, hold the reaction in two, one, standby to punch in on Jody, and one.
I heard it's dangerous to wake somebody up when they're sleepwalking.
Whew! I think somebody needs a diaper change.
All right, that's a cut. Cut, everyone.
Okay, stop tape. Let's reset from the top.
Caption, 1985, 2 years earlier.
And what I still don't understand is the whole concept of a tampon. Not because it's such a mind-blowing, mind-altering idea, but just the idea that no one ever showed me what it is or how to use it. It's like a secret that women keep between themselves. My mother never told me anything about it. What about you, sir? Did your mother tell you anything about a tampon? About a thing, right? Oh, that little red light just came on, meaning either that's all the time they're giving me tonight, or the hooker who sublets upstairs is available again. You know. Thank you. You've been a great audience tonight.
Bob Saget waves to the crowd.
Thank you.
He meets Dave Coulier.
You were great, man.
Yeah?
Absolutely. You're still the filthiest-minded human being I've ever met.
Oh, you're just saying that because my wife's here. Sorry about the honeymoon night routine, but it always kills.
Whatever, but now it's up to, what, 14 times?
Yeah.
I had to wake him up just to get to 1.5.
How do you put up with him, Sherry?
Seriously? Have you seen what I'm packing?
I'll let you boys catch up. Some of us actually have to work in the morning. Good night, honey.
Night, baby.
Nice to see you, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep him out too late.
Mm-mm.
And if he comes home wearing anybody else's underwear, you'll be answering to me.
You kidding? Totally mellow.
Later.
Yeah.
They down shots.
Two more, my good man, and keep them coming till the authorities arrive.
What are we celebrating, our imminent drunken stupor? What is it, 2-for-1 night at the drunk tank?
Better. Guess who's going to be the next cast member of Saturday Night Freaking Live?
SNL? That's incredible!
Right?
Dude, congratulations! You rule! It's about time they got some youth into that cast. Their average age this season is deceased.
Hell of a long way from when I came to town to do the clubs and slept on your couch, huh?
You deserve it. It's crazy. It's like all the stand-ups we came up with are killing it lately.
I know. Did you hear Roseanne's getting multiple pilot offers?
Yeah, same with Tim Allen. It's like every stand-up comic we have ever worked with either has a pilot deal or a movie.
Hey! You're the guy. You're hysterical. This guy.
Thanks. But who needs a movie or a hit TV show when you've got high-class fans like that?
Hey, man. It'll happen for you, too.
Yeah. I'd hate to disappoint all those losers in high school who said I'd never amount to anything. Wait, that was last week. At a network audition. Holy crap, I'm screwed. But enough about me. This is your night. To SNL.
SNL!
SNL!
They drink. The next day at a diner.
You worry too much. Everything's gonna be fine.
How do you know? Pop, that's 2 shows I've been in less than 2 years. Both of them canceled.
Yeah, and still they come and they stare at you like groupies.
They're soap opera fans. They're not really here to see John Stamos. They're here to see Blackie Parrish.
Aha. Well, whichever one of those guys you are, could they brew me up some coffee?
John frowns.
So what are you saying, that maybe leaving General Hospital wasn't such a brilliant idea?
We're not having this conversation, Pop. I want to be an actor. I don't want to be some poster boy.
You are an actor, Johnny. You're just having a little trouble acting like you know how to use this coffee machine.
Pop, I've had two failed series, and I'm not even 22 yet. Nobody's gonna hire me. I'm damaged goods.
So what are you gonna do? Quit? When I built up this restaurant from scratch and things got tough, did I quit? A man does what he has to do to keep his dreams afloat.
It's not the same.
It's not so different. You want to succeed, make it happen. Nobody's going to do that for you. Fewer parties, more work. Look, Hollywood's a business, just like this place. And those look like your loyal customers, interested in whatever you do next. I got this. Go. Tend to your business.
He joins the teens.
Hey, John. How's it going? Good?
At an apartment.
Cher, you here?
I'm glad you're home.
Guess what happened today? You're not gonna guess. How could you? It's so far out of left field. Remember my manager saying the CBS was asking about me?
Yes.
It's the CBS News division. They were asking about me, and they're revamping their morning show. They want to spice things up, mix some humor into the show.
That's great, Bob.
And they want me. But see, they don't really want me. They want some watered-down, nice-guy version of me to toss off stupid one-liners to the Square Morning host.
So?
The money be decent. But why would I sell out now?
Okay, Bob. I'm pregnant. Tell me that's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
I was worried about how you'd feel. It'll really change things.
I'm gonna be a father.
Sherry nods and they embrace.
I am the father, right?
Yes.
They hug and Bob's eyes widen. At Dave's apartment.
Robbery, homicide. You do not have the right to remain silent. Go.
Dave, is that you? Look, you gotta stop doing that. What if this were a really important call?
Let's see. Then your name and number wouldn't be on my caller ID.
You got caller ID? I gotta get that.
Dude, you really gave me my very important news last week. All right? But I'm always up for more. Lay it on me.
All right, Dave, this is not good news. Saturday Night Live is not happening. I'm so sorry.
Whoa, wait, what? No, that can't be right. I had it. I've told people.
I know, it sucks. It sucks, Dave, but the right part will come along. Something that's perfect for you.
Saturday Night Live was perfect for me.
Dave? Dave? Dave, did you just hang up on me? You got what it takes, Dave. Everybody knows that. Just keep the faith.
Bob makes a call.
Hey, Brad, it's me. Yeah, listen, that CBS morning program gig. Let's take it.
Caption, ABC Network.
Well, it's so great to have you here. So, Charlotte will bring in some coffee. I was thinking of French pot. I'm sorry we're in the boardroom. We've been doing some redecorating. So, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Should we just get right to it?
Yeah, so we've been working on a new show idea. I think it's great. It's called House of Comics. So, three young guys, all stand-up comics, all looking for their first big break. They're living together in this apartment. So we see all the shenanigans, the crazy girlfriend, the disapproving parents, all the parts of their life that lead up to their comedy acts. It's kind of hip, it's edgy. It's different than anything that's out there right now.
Okay.
Well, you know what a great writer Jeff here is.
He's got some funny, funny stuff for this. I mean, he's gonna knock it out of the park. He's not just a hairdo.
Tom, Bob, you know that we love Jeff. It's just that the Cosby Show is doing so well. So the network really wants more of a family show.
The men nod, and I, Jeff.
Which this show has. Because the comic, the main comic, is actually a single dad.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah, of course he's completely lost.
Oh, that's completely relatable.
Exactly. And he somehow gets by with the help of his two best friends.
Okay, so like three men and a baby.
Yeah. But we're more like three men and three babies. Because the dad has three daughters, all different ages.
The executive smiles.
That really sets it apart.
Okay. Tell me more about the kids.
The men smile at Jeff. At the morning program.
The other Grammy-nominated songs will be announced tonight.
Speaking of the Grammys, why don't you and I rip out Billie Jean? You take the high part, I've got the melody. Ready? Come on, let's do it.
Well, Bob, maybe we can work something up during the next break coming up here.
Hey, why don't we just be spontaneous? Why don't we push the envelope? Let's take it. I want to be your video copy. It's the morning show, after all. That's what we're here for, right?
We'll be right back with our special guest, the Golden Girls' Rue McClanahan.
And we're out.
Bob, sorry. The booth was screaming at me to move to commercial. I'm sure you heard it.
I finally pulled that thing out. Don't you find all that whining annoying?
Bob, stop with the ad-libbing. As I was screaming in your earpiece.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Oh, is that this thing?
We'll talk about this later. We just got a call. Your wife's in the hospital. You gotta go. Now.
He hurries off, and the producer scowls. Bob's sister Gay arrives at the maternity ward. Bob sits at Cherry's bedside as she sleeps.
Bob.
Hey, sis.
How's Sherry?
Better. She was having trouble. Got pretty scary, so the doctor did a C-section.
The baby's okay?
Doing fine now, except that it looks like me. It's got my nose. Obviously not a great situation for a little girl.
I'm sorry I couldn't get here any earlier.
Don't worry, everybody's good. In fact, did you see Sherry's knockers? It's like two pillows stuffed in a tank top. When's it my turn to feed?
You always do this. Try to be funny when you're scared.
I'm warning you. That baby's gonna starve.
Come on, introduce me to my niece.
Bob glances back at Sherry, worriedly. Full House casting.
I still can't believe the network is letting us shoot this pilot.
You wrote a great script. Now we just gotta find a cast to match and we're on the air.
I don't know anything about raising kids. I don't even know what this series is anymore. It keeps changing.
Look. The same thing happened when I produced Happy Days. You know that Fonzie was just a guest star the first season? The audience loved him. We figured out what worked and the show got better.
I hope you're right.
Of course I'm right. Relax. Breathe.
Little girls run amok in a waiting room and Jeff turns.
You can do this.
Not without a bottle of aspirin.
Tom passes one.
How could have we forgotten Father's Day?
Seriously, we have three of them.
And I guess it's my fault since they're all sad at me. Sorry, can I do that again?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here we go. Seriously, we have three of them.
And I guess it's my fault since they're all mad at me.
But we're just little kids, DJ. You should have remembered.
If this is what comes with being the oldest, then I quit.
That was nice, Candace. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, sure, thanks.
She looks familiar.
Oh, yeah, that's Candace Cameron. Her brother Kirk is the star of Growing Pains.
Oh, how was she?
Only okay. Yeah, it's a shame. I really had hopes for her, but I do have some other good choices.
Great. Okay.
Candace overhears, then walks off with her head hung. She sits next to her mother.
What's wrong, honey?
I got nervous. They didn't like me.
Oh, Candace, I told you this is a hard business. It's going to upset you. We shouldn't do it.
I know, but I could have done so much better.
So what do you want to do about that?
Stephanie is cast.
One down, five to go. Jody Sweeten's deal closed.
Great. What about our Dannys? Any word on Paul Reiser?
Paul passed. He took something called My Two Dads. Who's your next choice?
What about Bob Saget? You remember Bob? He's the comic who did audience warm-up on Bosom Buddies. He'd be a perfect Danny.
Yeah, I checked. Bob's not available.
Candace and her mother burst in.
Hi. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'd really like to try that scene again.
The men look at each other.
I think I'd be a great DJ.
Sure, let's give it a shot.
Soon after, Candace auditions with enthusiasm, gesturing and spinning around. Jeff, Tom, and the casting director laugh and nod as she performs. Later, Candace is cast as DJ. Dave answers his phone.
White House, Reagan speaking.
Dave, would you stop doing that?
Sorry, man, I can't help myself. What's up?
Remember that pilot audition last week? Full House?
Yeah, the one that every stand-up comic in the Western Hemisphere went for?
Mm-hmm. And guess which one they liked the most?
Seriously?
You, my friend, landed it. They loved you.
Yes! Woo-hoo!
Yeah, hey! Dave, come back to the phone, Dave.
Yes. Dave, what are you doing? Yes. Dave, come back to the phone. You're going to hurt yourself.
Dave is cast as Joey. John meets Jeff at a diner.
Hey, Jeff. Sorry I'm late. Just give me a second.
No problem.
Oh, you too.
He signs autographs. After, they eat.
You're kidding me. So this girl just snuck into your dressing room?
Oh, you wouldn't believe so, fans. That's what I love so much about your pilot. I see so much of myself in Uncle Al.
And you're a musician too, right?
Oh, I live for music. You know, I get to sit in with the Beach Boys sometimes.
Wow.
I had this idea that I wanted to pitch you.
Shoot.
You know Elvis had a twin brother.
No, I never heard that.
Yeah, his name was Jesse. He died at childbirth, but that's not the point. It's what I'm thinking. You know, maybe that's who this character is. You know, not Uncle Adam, but Uncle Jesse.
Jeff considers.
I love it.
Yeah.
John is cast as Uncle Jesse. Jeff passes through a waiting room of toddlers. He turns to two blonde girls in a stroller.
No. They're adorable.
Oh, thank you.
Are they here to audition from a shop?
No. We're just waiting on a friend. She brought her twins to try out, and we're all just going to head to the park when they're done.
Oh, very cute.
Thank you.
He said you're cute.
Jeff returns.
What are their names?
This is Mary Kate and this is Ashley.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
They're cast as Michelle.
The comedy bits aren't landing the way we hoped. Word just came down from the network.
So that's it? I'm fired? For trying to do what I was hired to do? Let me guess, you get to keep your job, right, Skippy?
I'm sorry, Bob. They've moved on. It's done.
Bob returns home.
Boozy, boozy, boozy.
Well, close to getting back my regular slots at the Comedy Store, the Improv, and the Laugh Factory.
Bob, we can't live on that. I'll go back to the law firm early, and you can take care of the baby during the day.
Okay, that's funny.
What about that pilot they called you for a few weeks ago? Didn't the casting person say Jeff Franklin really wanted you?
It's about a dad with a dead wife raising three little girls. See, you cannot stop laughing.
Sounds interesting. Did you even read the script?
I don't have to. I got a sugar rush just hearing about it. Wow. Did you train her to do that right on cue? That's impressive.
She does that a lot. Something you might be discovering very, very soon.
She hands him a bottle.
Fine, I'll read the script. But if I throw up all over your nice clean carpet afterwards, that's on you.
Deal.
He grins.
We got him.
You close the deal?
Yep, we got our Danny. John Posey.
She posts a headshot at Bob's.
All right. Okay, well, thanks a lot. Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time. Okay, you have a good one.
So, what's up?
Well, I guess they didn't want me that much. They hired another actor.
Oh, I was afraid of that. You waited too long?
Yeah, they shot the pilot last week.
I'm sorry, honey.
She rubs his arm, then walks away. Bob frowns. At At the studio, Jeff watches the pilot.
You sure we're doing this right? I'm boiling the egg to vinegar, just like you said.
No, I said boil them in water and then dip them in the vinegar.
What is that smell? And why does it make me want to run screaming from my own home? Joey told me the wrong directions.
No, you just heard him backwards.
His hearing shock from all that loud rock and roll. Excuse me? Excuse me?
He stops the tape.
Jeff, you get the news? ABC ordered the series.
I heard.
Well, you don't look like a man who just had his first TV show picked up.
Bob Saget's manager called. He's actually really interested in the role.
You're not thinking of replacing one of our leads after the network picked up the show, are you? It's too late.
John Posey's good. But Bob, he's likable and funny.
Come on. Nobody does that. What if you unravel everything?
But Danny Tanner's character is the heart of Full House, Tom.
I don't even know if the network will pick up the cost to reshoot basically the whole pilot.
Well, they will or they won't. This is the best thing for the show. Bob Saget is Danny Tanner. So the thought of making that call to Posey that kills me.
They look at his image on the TV. Another day at Studio 42, Bob wanders in and looks around at the Full House set. Dave spots him.
Hey, Bob!
They embrace.
Hey, how weird is this? I used to crash at your apartment in real life, and now I play a guy who crashes at your place on a show. Hey, have you met John yet?
No.
Hey, John.
John turns and Dave points at Bob.
Oh, welcome aboard, man.
It's great to be here. Really groundbreaking stuff. I'm inspired by your artistic courage.
Oh, yeah, great, thanks.
Yeah, can never have too many poop jokes, right? And the whole gay triangle story, revolutionary.
What gay? They're not gay.
Come on. Three guys living together in San Francisco, raising little girls, one big happy family.
That's why I signed on. It's really progressive stuff. Norman Lear would be proud.
Has Jeff talked about which one of us comes out of the closet first?
It's got to be Uncle Jesse. I mean, he's so cute. Who could stay away from that?
Seriously. If I swung that way, I would peel you like a soft-shelled crab.
Well, my agent said nothing about this particular story arc.
Bob eyes Dave, and they crack up.
Okay, yeah. Oh, we make fun of the sincere guy. Is that how this is going to go?
Yeah, pretty much. I've been meaning to ask you, is that your real nose?
Okay. I get it, yeah.
Hey, do you blow dry, or are you more of a controlled chaos with gel guy?
Let's hope this only lasts one season.
We should all be so lucky.
Scripts are delivered.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, we can make these guys more interesting.
I'm not sure the writers really want our help.
Well, like, what if Danny were more of a clean freak?
Sure, and you could do all your scenes in the bathtub.
I'm serious.
I don't know, Bob.
Well, what if they had a love interest for you?
All right, well, first day, Bob, you know, first day.
This is my first series.
Me too. I mean, I've done a few guest spots, but nothing like this.
Excuse me? Hi, do you know where the parrot's supposed to sit?
I always like to stay close. Is this your first show?
Yes. I still can't really believe that it's happening.
Well, your girls are precious. I'm not at all surprised they got cast.
Thank you. Because I never really gave it that much thought. My husband David and I, we don't know anything about TV.
So, this was the twins' first audition?
Mm-hmm. And mine.
Well, then I'd say these may be two of the luckiest little girls in Hollywood.
Okay, if everyone can take a seat, we'll get started.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, buddy. Hey, what do you think about Danny having OCD?
Or maybe Tourette's? Yeah, he's cursing at everybody, but we bleep it out.
Wait, what? Nobody's cursing, Bob.
Oh, that's fun. I've got lots more ideas. You ready?
It's day one, and I'm already about to pull my hair out.
How do you think this happened?
Tom rubs his bald head.
Let's get started.
You sure we're doing this right?
Boiled the eggs in vinegar, just like you said.
No, I said boil them in water, then dip them in vinegar.
What's that smell, and why does it make me want to run screaming from my own home?
Joey told me the wrong directions.
No, you just heard him backwards.
His hearing's shot from all that loud rock and roll.
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Samantha is covered with dye.
I think we got a problem.
Jeff smiles from the audience.
Black.
Am I nuts or is this actually working?
Still way too soon to say. But I'll say it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
A newspaper review.
Well, here's another winner to add to the pile. Comic Bob Saget did the impossible. He left CBS's Trainwreck morning program and actually found something worse to work on. And that's the nice review. People magazine gave us a D+.
Bob's exaggerating, as usual.
Am I? USA Today hated us in a pie chart. That's my show, a hot, steamy slice of yummy crap pie.
Well, don't most popular shows start off with bad reviews?
Sure, but we hit the daily double of TV failure, bad reviews, and bad ratings. Nobody likes it, but that's okay because nobody's watching.
You want it to fail.
No, I don't want it to. But would it be the worst thing ever?
It's a show about three friends raising kids. What's so terrible about that?
There's nothing terrible or interesting or funny about it. That's the problem. You saw it. Did you like it?
Oh, well...
See? The well dot 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 gave it away.
I didn't hate it. It's not my type of show, but it's sweet. It sounds like you gave up on it before you even started. Dad would say there must be something about the job you like.
I like Dave. We both come from stand-up. He makes me laugh. And John's not a bad dude. Maybe a little stuck on himself.
He is not. He's a sweetheart.
No, I get it. If I look like him, I never leave the shower.
Well, then start there.
In the shower with Stamos?
Stop it. You know what I mean. Maybe if you three guys are having fun, then the audience will too.
At the studio.
What are you guys doing this weekend?
Nothing.
I've got a date, I think.
We'll cancel it. We're taking a road trip.
Sweet. I love road trips. Where are we going?
Caption: Las Vegas. The men are at a craps table.
Fire tonight.
Well, my apologies, Bob. It was the chimichangas for dinner.
Take the horn bat and two in the CNA.
Okay, so I canceled a hot date this weekend to be with two dudes that I'm totally not attracted to. May I know exactly why I'm here?
Well, ask yourself, how can we play best friends on TV if we barely even know each other?
Dave rolls a 7.
What?
Yeah! Okay, that makes sense. I mean, not stand up a hot date sense, but...
And I'm hoping that by the end of this trip, I actually like you.
Hey, well, you know what I always say? Dream big.
Come on, 7!
No way.
How are you doing that?
I don't know. No, onto this hot date of yours. I'll need specifics. I'm a married guy living a single life vicariously through your, you know what.
Oh, one more time.
Come on.
What?
More shots, gentlemen. More shots.
That's it. Yeah.
They down shots. Later.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh. It burns good.
Why?
It's a good burn.
John points to 3 women.
Women just throw themselves at you. It's like a superpower.
His superpower is flatulence.
Hey, we all have our gifts, and I wouldn't trade mine for his.
Well, that must be why you're so darn popular with the ladies.
What's your superpower, Bob? The ability to insult someone faster than a speeding bullet?
I prefer to think of myself as more of a twisted genius supervillain.
Bob's superpower is monogamy. He was like the only guy I knew from the comedy clubs who wasn't cheating on his wife.
Yeah? How long have you and Sherry been together?
Since we were teenagers.
Seriously?
Yeah. You think it's impossible to be with one woman your whole life?
No. I'm just wondering how she put up with you for so long.
I hate this guy.
Most men do.
Hey.
You
guys want some company?
Yes,
yeah. We love some
Hey,
company.
John. Dave, Bob.
This is trouble, which is good for you guys, not so good for me. Have fun, boys. Blackjack table is calling my name.
All right.
You want some drinks, please?
Oh, you tell them what we're
having. 5 wine glasses of tequila.
Back in Hollywood.
Joey?
Bad puppy needs to go outside.
Hey, wait, what are you doing?
Bad puppy needs to go outside.
What's going on?
I think he's sleepwalking.
Well, let's not rush to judgment. Remember, Uncle Joey's not all that awake, even when he's awake.
I heard it's dangerous to wake somebody up when they're sleepwalking.
Whew! I think somebody needs a diaper change.
All right, that's a cut. Cut, everyone.
Hey, man, look.
We love the twins, but is there any way to get the babies to go to the bathroom before they come on stage?
Yeah, potty veterans. We'll get right on that.
Hey, I got a buddy who trains poodles.
It's taking forever to get through one kid scene with no audience. How do you expect to get through an entire season?
I say we hire a bunch of strippers and install a pole right here.
What's a stripper?
Hopefully a career path you will never have to follow.
Bob!
Put a lid on it, would ya? Can't be talking like that with the kids around. This isn't some nightclub where you're doing your act.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Bob has quite a mouth on him. Sometimes I think he forgets there's children around.
This is not at all what I expected it to be.
Let's take a break!
Great job.
I think we need to talk to the producers. Mm-hmm. Together.
I can't believe we're doing sleepwalking episodes.
Well, I think it's kind of funny.
Oh, please. Pryor is funny. Carlin is funny. This is idiotic.
Well, maybe, but people are really starting to find the show.
So? I didn't get into comedy to be popular. I wanted to be relevant.
Respected.
Exactly.
Saget, I say this with respect. Nobody knows their way around a genitalia joke like you do.
I'm just not this Danny guy. I can't stand him. Every line out of my mouth makes me want to hurl.
Bob, take it easy.
No. This was a mistake.
He starts off, and Dave follows.
Bob. Bob! This isn't just about you, it's about all of us. I thought that's why we went to Vegas, to become a team.
You guys are great, but I
need this show to work, or I'm back on your couch.
Hey man, I can't afford another flop, or I'm back flipping burgers with my dad.
And you need it too, whether you want to admit it or not. We won't succeed if you're always looking for an excuse to walk out.
Okay. No walking out. But I don't have to like it.
Dave and John high five.
Hungry?
Starving.
Studio 41.
Oh, Ashley, honey. Oh, come on, babe.
Little monkey. Yeah, let me help you.
Thank you.
You've got your hands full.
Yes. Ugh, a little too full.
You don't have any help?
I mean, David does what he can, but he's really busy with work, and I don't know. I don't even know if this is really good for the girls. You know, I think I need to tell the producers that they need to find a new Michelle.
Wait, whoa, you're not gonna leave.
David and I want what's best for the twins, but I just feel like I'm being pulled in all these different directions, and I don't know if it's fair to the girls.
We're just starting to get into a groove, and our ratings are finally starting to go up a little, and I mean, how can we replace the cutest little girls in the world?
It's just getting really hard.
Then we'll make it easier. I'll talk to the producers myself, whatever you need, nannies, a driver. And you don't have to do this all by yourself, Journey. We're all in this together, right, girls?
Yeah, right, Daddy Bowie!
Yeah, right! Yeah, right!
But why is it taking so long?
Jeff, networks never call on time. They're notorious.
It's driving me crazy.
Relax, you're gonna give us all a heart attack.
They're gonna cancel the show, aren't they?
Let's think positively. Maybe this would be a good call.
We're ranked number 55 in the ratings. The only thing I'm positive about is that they're canceling the show.
End of season one.
It took a while to find its feet, but it's getting better every episode.
I just want to know one way or another so I can stop thinking about it and move on with my life. Oh, that's the network, isn't it? Is it too late to call in sick?
Well, we should probably answer it.
Hey, it's Jeff. Tom and Bob are with me as well.
Hey, guys. So listen, sorry for the delay.
But we finally have a decision on your pickup.
The cast celebrates.
Not only did they give us a second season, they're going to be airing Full House repeats twice a week this summer, so more people see it. The network believes Full House can be a success. We've accomplished a lot these past few months. I'm so proud of you guys.
All right, good job, everybody.
Dave.
Dude, what'd you eat?
A magician never reveals his secrets.
This new season is going to bring big changes. It'll be less about three buddies and more about the whole family. And we won't be afraid of real emotion. These normal guys struggling to raise three growing girls, that's where the magic is.
You don't want me to have any fun.
That's right. Fun is strictly forbidden in this house.
Give me one good reason why I can't go.
I already did. The first three times we talked about it.
Be gone 4 days.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I don't know Tina's parents. I can't let you go on vacation with them. Maybe if you invited them over, we
That'll be too late. This is so annoying. I'm not a little girl anymore.
Slow push, take one.
And just when the audience thinks they know where we're going, we'll change it up. We'll add some romance, a new love interest for Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
So Becky and Jesse, huh? Do you know who they cast?
Not yet, but I hope she's cute.
Hey guys, have you met Lori?
Hey.
John?
Lori.
You two know each other?
Yeah.
We dated a few times years ago. So he dropped me.
Flag on the play, it was actually you who dropped me.
I usually know when I'm the dropper and when I'm the droppy.
Except for this time, obviously.
Jeez, I could see why it didn't work out.
We were just kids. Anyway, I'm so excited we're getting to work together.
Yeah, me too, yeah. Whatever you've been doing, you look great.
Thanks. I got married. You can believe it?
Really? Wow, that's great.
Lori, let me show you around.
Lori walks away with Bob.
Definitely cute.
And married.
Nobody's perfect.
And we'll focus even more on the kids. Now we know what the girls do best, so we'll give people more of what they love.
Your dad's not home yet, is he?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Good. You keep a lookout, I'm almost done. Should have never borrowed your dad's shirt without asking. You don't think he'll notice, do you?
You're in big trouble, mister.
You're in big trouble, mister.
She popped out of the frame.
I think maybe I should talk to a lawyer.
A lawyer? Why?
The twins have something very special. It might be time to renegotiate their contract.
Jarni Olsen glances at her husband. On set, John picks up one of the twins and the audience gives a standing ovation.
This season, we do Full House right. We make it a show the whole family wants to watch and the success it deserves to be.
Dave greets fans. A poster in the studio features the Full House cast. Bob receives a stack of fan letters. He reads them with a smile. The Full House poster is displayed at a bus stop. Dave cruises past, then grins and pulls over in his black Mercedes convertible. John walks a red carpet, and fans clamor for his attention as photographers snap pictures. A house has a sold sign on the front lawn.
Isn't this place gorgeous? I knew you'd like
it. I like it. I love it.
Well, I'm making more than I ever dreamed of. The show's getting more popular every week. Besides, we'll need extra space after the twins are born. Fortunately for Mommy, selling out pays very well these days.
Shut up. You worked hard for this. You know, we're about to have a full house of our own.
Well, we're going to do things differently in our full house.
Oh?
For starters, our kids aren't watching stupid family sitcoms. They're going to be too busy making stupid family sitcoms.
What?
We crank out a litter of tiny thespians, human line delivering systems, each with his or her own weekly paycheck.
Bob, you're crazy.
And let's not forget diversity. Any chance you could have Latino offspring at some point?
On set, the cast takes a bow to a standing ovation. The men put their arms around each other. Caption, Season 3.
Oh my gosh, you are not going to believe this!
Andrea, please, we're working.
I know, I'm sorry, they just made Kimmy a serious regular. You're kidding. So you're going to be here all the time now? DJ and Kimmy are best friends on the show, and now we get to be best friends here. It's going to be so great to have someone my own age around.
I know,
it's so exciting.
They hug, and Jody frowns at her desk. In a dressing room.
Why are you making such a big deal out of this? Just ask her out.
But Jane's a model. She was on the cover of 17 magazine.
Dave, if she was in 17 magazine this year, do not ask her out. In fact, let's just not mention this to anybody except a licensed therapist.
Stop. Jane's 24, but I'm a clown. Yeah, I do funny voices and fart jokes.
You're a good-looking, funny, successful lead of a network TV series. You're a catch, man.
Well, we've established that you go out with me. I guess that's a start.
Did you guys see the newest TVQ rankings for our show?
No.
I don't pay attention to those. Who cares which actor's more popular than the other?
Oh, yeah? Well, just for fun, why don't you guess which one of us ranks the highest?
Look, you know how I roll. We're a team. We can't be affected by silly rankings.
It's the Olsen twins.
What?
What?
Yes?
Such bullcrap. They're 3 years old.
And only slightly less well-known than Michael Jackson.
Michelle Tanner is currently the most recognizable female character on TV.
It's gonna be hard to hate them because they're so cute, so nice, but... I'm gonna try my best anyway.
Hey, where are you going?
Tell the producers I need more scenes with Michelle.
Should we bother telling him the producer's office is that way?
No.
John dashes off.
Wait for me!
In Jeff's office.
What kind of renegotiation are we talking about for the twins?
Double.
Double? That's crazy.
Robert said he thought that was fair. All we want is to do right by the girls.
And maybe put aside enough for them to go to college when it's time.
What, are they going to go to college in a private jet?
They're not even in elementary school.
And yet they're already full of possibilities. Books, records, who knows? But as the girls' attorney, my first priority is making sure they get paid what they deserve.
You said double?
Each.
Jeff looks at Tom. Bob meets with executives.
Am I being fired? Because if you're thinking of killing off Danny Tanner, I've got the perfect way. He gets a lethal case of VD from a 7-foot hooker he picks up after getting strung out on heroin. Maybe you should talk first.
We love you, Bob. In fact, we brought you here because we want to offer you another show.
Is it late night? Because that'd be perfect. Something edgier where I had the freedom
to do... It's called America's Funniest Home Videos. Hysterical little home movies of people falling down and all sorts of silly stuff. We think families are going to love it.
That sounds even more sophomoric than Full House.
Just kidding. That's not possible, is it?
You see, that's exactly why we thought of you. You are everybody's favorite funny TV dad.
You say that like it's a good thing.
You see what I mean? Every time he kills me.
You're not going to believe the day I had today.
If it didn't include diarrhea and projectile vomiting, then it was better than mine.
Oh, man, all the good stuff happens when I'm gone.
Oh, well, the day is still young. Your time may come yet.
I got called into the network office.
Oh, no. Again?
No, I wasn't being fired. Shocking, huh?
Well, what did they want?
To offer me another show, a hosting gig.
Really? That's great. I think.
It would mean a lot more work.
But is that what you want to do? We see you so little as it is.
I know. And you're right, but the whole ride home, I just kept thinking about all those years spent pounding the pavement, just trying to get a break. Who knows if we'll ever have another opportunity like this?
Sounds like you already made up your mind.
You don't think I should strike while the iron's hot?
I just want to make sure you're doing this because you want to do it. Not because you think you have to.
Well, maybe a little bit of both. This new show, it's called America's Funniest Home Videos, and I would get to write on it as well as host. Do my own comedy bits with my own sensibility.
On network television?
Maybe not my sensibility.
Yeah.
But a lot closer than I've been getting. I've got it. That's how we do things, right? As a team. Team us, you and me.
Sherry smiles. On set, John plays with a band.
Celebrate good times, come on.
What you doing?
We're practicing for tomorrow night's show.
I love it when you guys sing.
So do we.
Hey, let's take it one more time from the top.
Jody dances along. John plays guitar with the group. And Jody plays the congas. Lori joins in with tambourine.
Good times, come on. Let's celebrate.
Candace drags her mother to the stage. Dave greets Bob.
There's a party going on right here. A celebration.
Hey, I just heard about America's Funniest Home Videos. It's great.
Thanks.
How are you handling working two shows, though?
It's going to be brutal. Working hiatus weeks, nights, weekends.
Sherry, okay with it?
I mean, it won't be easy, but we'll work it out. We always do.
Man, does it get any better than this?
I'm a sexual athlete, Dave, not a fortune teller. You know that.
God, I love my job. It's hard to decide which sucks less, the money or the fame.
Too bad it won't last.
Why not?
Can't be real life because everyone's too happy.
Feels pretty real to me.
Life inside of a bubble always does.
You know, Bob, sometimes you're a real downer. Come on, girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Let's go. Okay. Woo. Here we go. Yeah. Dave and Jarny carry the twins to the front, and Bob looks on with a troubled expression. Jody and Candace dance, and Lori bops along with the tambourine. Bob sits and watches with a frown. Dave plays cowbell. Bob grimaces. Caption, 1990.
And now, kicking off TGIF, it's a brand new episode of Full House.
Starring Dave Coulier, John Stamos, and Bob Saget. At a party, a banner reads, "Congrats, season 4.
How are you? Hey, man. Good to see you. Hey, how are you?
Oh, I just got back from vacation. I still got sand in my underwear.
Hey,
she looks
great.
Hey!
You look nice.
Thank you.
So, Jane and I have some news.
We're getting married. What? Wow. Congratulations.
Mazel tov.
You don't mean to each other, right?
Yes. Look, we even got the ring.
Whoa. Wow.
I had a Volkswagen that size in college.
That was fast.
No, isn't it great?
Thanks, buddy. We couldn't have done it without you.
Hey, well, I guess if it can happen to you, it can happen to anybody, right?
Seriously, if you're not aware of the whole flatulence situation, for the love of God, do not sign anything.
She knows. She knows.
All right, well, that's a pretty girl that needs me to get her a glass of wine. So you guys have fun.
Of course you do.
Hey, can I buy a drink? All right.
See, now this is what I was
get you.
Women swarm John at the bar. Sherry and Dave clink glasses, and John looks back with a frown as Dave and Jane kiss.
There you go. One last
time. At the studio.
Lori? Lori?
Candace searches. Lori's on set with John.
I can't flirt anymore. We're engaged. I smiled at her. I hardly call that flirting.
Lori. Oh, can we just take a quick break? Hi. What's wrong? This says I have to kiss Kevin. I've never kissed a guy.
Oh, you'll be fine. It's your character, not you.
But I don't know how. Do I lean in? What do I do with my hands?
Sweetie, you're overthinking this.
But everybody will be watching. The crew, and the audience, and the millions of people at home.
Okay. Stamos? Get over here.
Let's show her how it's done.
Yeah, show me. It's easy for you guys, right? You kiss on the show all the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. close your eyes?
No, leave them open. It's better that way. And then just maybe take her hand like this.
Yep. And then you close your eyes.
Or don't. Then you just lean in slowly. This.
And then you just kiss.
Candace watches as their lips meet. She cocks her head.
See, no real emotion involved.
Just professional acting. It's nothing personal. You'll do great, Candace.
Congratulations!
That's great news, man.
Thanks.
What am I gonna do? I don't know how to be a dad. Not a real one, anyway.
Well, since Jane's pregnant, it's a little late for that insight, isn't it?
You can kiss your Vegas weekends goodbye.
Yeah, easy for you to say. You're still single and every woman wants you.
I haven't dated that many women.
Then we must do math differently. Chelsea Noble.
Marley Matlin.
Denise Richards. Dude, you've been on more hot women than sunblock.
Okay, I get it.
Oh, and Paula Abdul, let's not forget her. Current flame, biggest pop star on the planet.
I really like Paula.
Really?
I think she might be the one.
Where have I heard that before?
I'm serious. I really like her.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, sis, what are you doing here?
Sherry said it's where I'd find you. I left a couple messages, but this won't be.
Sorry, it's been crazy.
Is there somewhere we could talk?
Sure, yeah. Hey, come on.
Okay.
We'll go over here.
All right.
Bob sits with his sister.
You're sure?
It's a pretty rare disease. The doctors say the form I have is particularly severe.
So how do we fix this? Whatever it takes, we'll do it. Don't worry about the money, okay?
Okay. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's no cure.
The cast goofs nearby, and Bob wells with emotion. Gay pinches his cheek. On a red carpet, Paula Abdul exits a car with John. She poses.
John, what's it like to be dating Paula Abdul?
It's great. Yeah, thanks, sir.
You're still on that kid show, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Excuse me.
He escorts Paula inside. At the diner.
I'm gonna fire my agents.
They got you on a hit show. Why would you fire them?
Because they haven't gotten me a movie. You know, I need a role where I can prove to people I'm not just some airhead sitcom actor.
It's never enough, is it? But you wanted to be on a successful TV show, you got it. You wanted a nice girlfriend, now you're dating one of the top entertainers in the world.
Yeah, well, not anymore. Paula and I decided it wasn't working out.
Of course not. There's always something wrong, isn't there? With the girl, with the job.
I want people to take me seriously.
Well, they won't until you take yourself seriously. All that partying you do?
That's Hollywood. It's just part of the game.
You can't have it both ways. You want to mess around like a kid? Fine. Have fun. You deserve it. But if you want something more, you have to grow up. No agent is going to help you with that.
His dad walks away, and John ponders. On set.
All right, guys, we're going to do a little camera blocking, so let's get the cast on set, please.
So I told him, sure, I'll do America's Funniest Pets, but only if you let me do my dream project.
What?
America's Funniest Sexual Positions.
I'd watch that show. I'd be on that show.
You'd win $10,000. But maybe this stand-in mannequin here could be my co-star.
Oh, yeah.
Right, sexy?
Oh, so sexy.
Hey, you want to audition for the part?
Yes, I do, please.
All right. The great thing about a mannequin is they're pretty much up for anything. I know how much you want me right now. Maybe to the chair. Get some water splashed all over us.
This is all from the twins?
Wow.
They're everywhere.
They recorded a CD.
And we're working on ideas now for a new series of videos. We feel confident it'll really build the Olsen Twins brand.
You talk about them like they're a product. A very lucrative product.
Mary-Kate and Ashley are producers on everything we do. Dual Star is their company, but my job is to grow it for them as effectively as possible.
You know, Full House is such a hit. I'll bet you I could talk ABC into doing a TV movie with the girls.
That'd be great. A Christmas movie, that's something we talked about.
Ah, we're gonna go outside. Maybe make some love.
Bob goofs on set.
Wanna go on vacation?
Yeah.
The kids arrive.
Take me home.
Okay, you got it. I will take you home. You want to meet my buddy over here?
Yeah. He's a sexy boy, isn't he?
Maybe I'll take her on a little date first. Right, baby? Ah. You want to come? I don't even know where you've been, and I don't care. You're probably filthy.
That's right, I am.
Why don't we go make out?
This feed isn't going up to Jeff's office, is it?
Tom watches.
Look at this guy over here. I think he wants a piece of his
Jeff,
food.
Is you that true?
He can't have any. I'm only here with Bob. It's totally
so. Oh, jeez.
Oh,
what's he doing? Listen.
So shiny and gold and alabaster.
You're out of control, Bob. You can't keep doing this.
It was just a joke.
It's not a joke to the parents. I'm the one they scream at.
And that's your job, fearless leader.
My job is to keep this show on the air. I don't need any other headaches. I know you have a lot on your plate, but whatever you have going on with you, keep it outside of these walls.
Lighten up, Jeff. It's just a joke.
I'm serious, Bob. Get it together.
Yes, sir. Wouldn't want real life to intrude on this happy fantasy land you've created.
Jeff storms off. Outside, John strums his guitar, and Candace reads a magazine.
You know, stopped reading those rags. Most of us only have true at best.
I know.
Kind of hard to stop, though, huh?
Heck, sometimes even I want to know.
Growing pain star Tracy Gold's struggle with anorexia.
Wow.
I've known Tracy ever since Kirk started growing pains. Why do they have to say such horrible things about people?
It's how they sell magazines. They said plenty about me over the years. My own dad worries I'm some sort of party animal because people keep showing him this trash. I guess they say things about you too, huh?
Yeah. About my weight. That I'm chubby, but I don't think I am.
I started working when I was a teenager, too. They give us all this praise, make us think we're something special. And as soon as we turn around, they say something awful.
I know we shouldn't listen, but how do you know if you're getting messed up by this business and don't even realize it?
You know yourself better than some stupid magazine.
Sometimes, think about going to a regular school. Football games and proms and hundreds of other kids. Wonder what it'd be like just to be normal.
Maybe you should try it.
My brother thinks I need to get closer to God. But if I have faith, everything will be clear.
We all have our own ways of keeping our heads on straight. Kirk has religion. I've got music. You have to figure out what's important to you. Okay?
Okay.
She smiles at John. In the studio, Bob writes in his dressing room. John approaches the room.
Bob.
Come in.
Hey, did you know Dave was coming back to work today?
Already? I thought his sister's funeral was yesterday.
Yeah, he flew in this morning. He's always out there acting like everything's great. He's joking around with the twins.
Let's go talk to him.
On set.
Okay, you just have to flap your wings. Yeah, and make bird sounds too. And then you'll be able to fly.
That's right.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
What are you doing? You're supposed to be taking a few days off, right?
Didn't need to.
Hey, come on, man. This is a big deal. You gotta give yourself time.
No, really, I'm good. You guys know how much I hate missing rehearsal.
Hey, screw rehearsal. Dave, hey. Your sister just died. Like, this is the last place you need to be.
Yeah, man, go home. Spend some time with Jane and the baby.
Well, that would be awkward, since it turns out we're getting divorced.
What?
You've been married, what, less than 2 years?
Which, it turns out, was apparently too long. Did you guys see a shrink or anything?
No.
It's over. The truth is, I'm not so good at being a grown-up.
It is a room. I think they're following that.
That's weird. It always worked for me when I was a kid.
Dave scoops the twins onto his lap.
Oh. Wouldn't it be great if real life was more like Full House? No matter how big your problem is, at the end of the half hour, you knew everything was going to be okay.
And that anything could be solved with a few bowls of ice cream and some hugs.
Caption, 1993. At a high school.
Hey, Candace.
Hey.
Hey, how are you liking it here so far?
It's cool.
It's hard getting used to how big the school is.
It's probably really different, huh?
Totally. When I'm on set, there's never more than four of us in class.
Do we get sick of each other?
Not sometimes. It can just be really boring.
Well, maybe I'll see you after fourth period.
Great. Bye.
Oh my God, could she be any more conceited? When I'm on set, it's just so boring.
She thinks she's this big deal, but she's not even that pretty. And the show's so stupid.
Candace overhears. Later.
Why are they so mean to you? They're just jealous, that's all. You can't pay any attention to that.
I just thought going to normal school for a while would be fun to see what you're missing.
I'm sure there's some nice kids, too. You'll make some friends.
I want to go to normal school, too.
I don't. I like it being just us.
Well, you'll have to go to a normal school eventually.
Ready, girls?
Yeah.
Good luck.
The girls greet fans at Mulgrove West Mall. They wave as they cross a red carpet and step to a stage. Their moms watch, smiling from the crowd. In a prop room.
Three-point line. Let's take it all. Oh, three-pointer. Woo! Yeah. Oh, drink. Take it. Oh,
hey. No. We're just picking up a quick scene with Laurie and the twins. You guys can chill for a couple. Just stay ready, okay?
We were born ready.
Hi.
Great to see you wearing men's clothes again.
Hey, can you do this?
Dave swirls a hula hoop around his neck.
It's all in body and neck control. You can't do it, can you?
If I could, I'd be working at Chippendales.
John arrives.
What are you guys doing?
We got bored. The girls were taking forever to do their scene.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh, hello. Looky here.
Hey, I want one too.
Catch.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. You ready? Ready?
Nope. Yep.
All right.
They inhale from whipped cream containers.
What did you do?
They spray Bob.
No problem.
Then start a whipped cream fight. Jeff searches through the hall. Then enters the prop room.
Guys! I need you guys on set! I've got a live audience falling asleep out there. Let's go.
Sure thing, boss. Hey, you think some whipped cream will wake him up?
Come on, guys, I'm serious.
They squirt Bob.
Guys, come on!
At Bob's.
Okay, your sisters are finally down for their naps. Where'd Daddy go?
On the phone again.
Well, it's time to do your homework. Come on, I'll help.
I have to go.
Of course you do.
Are you gonna go be with your other family?
Sherry frowns, and Bob crouches to his daughter.
Sweetie, you're my family.
Your TV family. You're always with them instead of us.
That's just work. That's not where I'm going. I'm gonna go visit Aunt Gay.
Is she sick again?
Yeah. But I'm gonna go take care of her, okay?
Okay. Run along, honey.
See you later, Pumpkin.
How is she?
Not good.
I'm so sorry.
Me too. I'll call you later.
Sherry nods and Bob hurries out. She stares at the door.
They've been the talk of the town. They're on newspapers. They're on magazine covers. And I know you've been waiting a long time to see them. They're America's twin sweethearts, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
How come they get invited onto all the talk shows? They're kids. What do they even have to talk about?
Evidently more than we do.
The twins wave, and the older girls seethe.
Are you sure this is right?
The Olsen twins' videos are flying off the shelves. Mary-Kate and Ashley are now both officially millionaires.
No, but they're only 7 years old.
Could you give us a minute?
Of course.
The Olsens confer.
going way too far.
Be reasonable, Jarny. That is a lot of money.
David, we need to stop this. This is already way more than the girls will ever need.
I know it's a lot to take
in. David, they're children. And now they have this whole company.
Yeah, but they're happy, right? Mary-Kate and Ashley love it here.
They don't know anything else. This is the only thing that they've ever experienced.
And it's been pretty great so far. So what do you want to do, Jarny? You want to throw everything away because you're afraid of what might happen? How are you going to explain that to them when they're older?
We will say that we agreed it's in their best interest.
I don't agree.
The twins burst in.
Mom, can we have sleepover at Jody's house tonight? Her mom says it's okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay? Go play.
They scurry off.
We'll talk about this later. I want to go over some things with Robert before he leaves.
At a cemetery, mourners are gathered around a gravesite. A priest sprinkles a handful of dirt. Then an elderly couple sprinkles dirt. Bob stands with Sherry, and his castmates are gathered behind them. Sherry sprinkles dirt, then Bob follows. His face is anguished.
We'll just be a few minutes behind you.
Bob walks with Sherry, then eyes his castmates.
I'll go on ahead. You follow along when you're ready.
No, I should go.
There's no hurry. Go say hello. Times like this, you need your friends.
You don't mind?
We'll see you at the house.
He opens her car door and she smiles. Bob approaches the cast.
Hey, how's your family doing?
Hanging in there. You know, I can sponsor you for membership in the Dead Sisters Club and come to our next meeting.
Dave, really?
What is wrong with you?
What, too soon?
Yeah.
Only join if I can be club president.
Will you two stop?
Sherry watches.
Wait, that's not like actually a thing. That you're just kidding.
She rolls up her window and drives away. John performs on set with his band.
Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them.
Cass listens.
The long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking.
Lori leans to Bob.
How you doing?
Splendid.
Liar.
Let's put it this way. I'm actually happy to be here. Distraction's good.
Jeff arrives and smiles. Candace and Jody dance.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse!
That was great, guys. I'm glad you're all here. I have something important to tell you.
Are we getting canceled?
No, nothing like that. Since they moved us to Tuesday nights, the show's doing really well. In fact, we were ranked number 14 this week.
Wow.
Our success is actually partially responsible for what I have to tell you. ABC picked up my new show, Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Great.
It's great news, but the trouble is, they want me to focus all my time on it.
You're not leaving.
Because that would suck enormous,
Bob.
Old habits die hard. You were saying?
I'll still be around now and then, but yeah, it's time for me to move on. I feel like you're all my extended family. You guys don't know how much I'm gonna miss you.
Bring it in. We're gonna miss you.
Oh, congratulations.
It had to happen eventually. Somebody was bound to leave.
It's so great.
Told you it couldn't last forever.
They gather for a group hug. At home, Sherry packs.
We've already canceled twice.
So go, take the girls. Your parents don't care about seeing me anyway. Your dad looks at me like he knows what we do together at night.
And I'm supposed to handle three children on a plane by myself?
I have to be here for the new home videos. You knew it was going to be like this when I took the second show. This is what being wildly successful looks like. I run around like I'm nuts, and they throw lots of cash at us. The end.
I get that. I just want you to spend a little time with your family.
And I will, I promise. Just not this weekend.
He kisses her cheek and hurries off. A fashion runway.
Hey, I'm Dave. Oh, hey. Hi, how's it going? Dave. Oh, hello. You have got to emcee this event every year for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I figured you'd enjoy this.
You being such a big fan of couture.
Oh, yeah, yeah, big fan. So, the after party, all of these women will be there, correct?
I'm gonna be exhausted, but you go. I've got plenty to keep you busy.
You're gonna pass up an open bar event filled with supermodels? I think all that hairspray has gunked up your brain.
I'm just not into it like I used to be.
Unfortunately, I'm into it enough for both of us.
Please behave.
Only as a last alternative.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Is the dress torn?
No. It didn't rip.
Thank God. Georgia would have killed me.
John.
John,
yes.
John Stamos.
John, yes. And I'm clearly a clumsy idiot, too.
Then we have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. I better go.
Hey, wait. What's your name?
Rebecca. Rebecca Romaine.
Rebecca, are you going to the party later?
Sure.
All right. I'll see you there.
She walks away.
Not into it anymore, my ass.
Shut up.
Workers hang a Seinfeld poster at a bus stop as Dave passes. It reads, America's number one new comedy.
Hey, what are you doing? I like the other one better.
In studio...
I mean, it's a no-brainer, right?
Oh, we took a hit this year. Full House is still in the top 25.
So why haven't they renewed us?
I have the network for you on one.
Hey, you got Tom and Bob here.
Okay, you got your scripts? And have you memorized your lines?
I can't believe the season's already over. I'll be glad when this last one's done. I could use a break.
I hate it when we're off.
I don't get a break. My TV movie starts shooting in 2 weeks. You should relax a little. Isn't one show enough?
Hey, maybe I can come visit you on set.
I had to convince the producers I could play this part. I'm going to be this murderer and this rapist. How cool is that?
I'm sure your new girlfriend will love that.
Oh, no, Rebecca's into it because, you know, she wants to be an actress.
A model who wants to be an actress? How unique.
She's actually really good.
Hey, did you guys hear about Laurie?
No. Is she okay?
Now, she and Michael split. She's getting divorced.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, she says she's okay, but I don't know.
John bends to her.
Hey, I just heard.
Good news travels fast.
I'm sorry.
I'm fine. I mean, I kind of hate the idea of being single again, but what can you do? At least I've got you as my wonderful make-believe husband. I'll happily make do with that.
Tom enters.
Hey, everybody. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah,
hey,
sure.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Come on, girls. Let's go. Come on.
First, I just want to say we've had an incredible 8 seasons, haven't we?
Yeah.
You know, Full House survived when everybody thought we were dead on arrival. Not just survived, but became a bona fide hit.
Unfortunately, we just heard from ABC that they made a decision not to renew the show for next season.
Are you serious?
What? Are you kidding me?
The episode this week will unfortunately be our last.
I don't understand.
You're not saying we're canceled.
It came down to the wire. The execs just feel their network's heading in a different direction these days.
We're not edgy enough for them, huh?
Yeah, we're edgy enough for 11 million viewers every week.
Yeah.
Sometimes these decisions make no sense. But the important thing is to remember that you created something special.
Something that'll live on for years to come.
It's okay.
Believe me, we're as disappointed as you are. We're very, very sorry.
Bob and Tom leave.
No, no, this isn't fair. I can't just take this away from us, okay? It's our show.
It's okay, sweetie. It's gonna be okay.
It's okay, sweetie. I can't believe it's really over. It's okay. Now I'm even losing my make-believe husband.
I thought we were doing so well. I don't want it to end.
I know, girls. You know.
Caption: Final taping, 1995.
Thanks, everyone. In 3, 2, 1.
Everybody ready? Ta-da.
Candace wears a prom dress.
Deej, you look fantastic.
Thanks.
This is my little girl? Sweetie, you're beautiful.
Thanks, Dad. But who's she gonna go with since Jeffrey canceled?
I'll take her. I'm sure we have the text around here somewhere, don't we?
Prom disaster averted. I have a date for DJ.
Thanks, Kimmy, but I don't want to go with somebody I don't know.
Oh, yeah? How about this guy?
Oh. Steve?
I missed you.
They kiss.
See? Somehow everything has a way of working out.
At least it does when we stick together.
The way we always do.
They put their arms around each other. The audience gives them a standing ovation as the cast wells with emotion.
That's it, everybody.
The crowd leaves. The set is taken down, and the stage sits vacant. The lights dim. Caption: 2 years later.
And I said, "Do you know where those nuts have been?" Because even I don't know, and trust me, if anybody should know about those nuts, it's me. All right, thank you very much. You have a good night.
It just makes me feel so uncomfortable. I mean, it's kind of gross. That's Danny Tanner up there saying those horrible things.
Bob overhears. Caption: New York, John Stamos on Broadway.
You really thought I was okay?
You were great.
You didn't think everybody was out there going, "Oh, look at the Full House guy," thinking he can actually pull off Broadway?
No, I think you're the only one thinking that.
It was so amazing up there. Just singing and dancing in front of everybody.
You look like you've been doing it your whole life.
You know what the best part was?
What?
Seeing you there in the front row.
They kiss.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Flash bulbs pop as they exit through a back door. At the Saget House, Bob sits in front of a document.
We're really doing this?
It's been a long time coming, Bob. We both felt it.
Well, things would get better with the show over.
The show was never the problem. Not really.
He signs.
How's that for a punchline? Finally get to stop playing a single dad with three daughters? Now become one.
He hands Sherry the documents, and she walks away. Caption: Charity Hockey Game, Inglewood, California.
Dave! Dave!
Hey! Good to see you guys.
I never pass up a hockey game.
I've never seen a live hockey game before.
Well, it's for a great cause. Hey, there's somebody I want you guys to meet. Val, they're here. Candace, Lori. This is Val Bure. He plays for Montreal.
Matthias from Russia.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
The pleasure is all mine.
And get this, Val and his brother Pavel learned how to speak English by watching Full House.
Oh, no way.
It's true. Oh my Linda.
You're funny.
Maybe you would like a drink?
Sure.
They walk away.
Look at you, Mr. Matchmaker.
What? Val and Candace? No way.
Caption, 1996, a wedding.
Hey, what's better than putting on a bridesmaid's dress?
What?
Taking it off.
Stop, we're at a wedding.
What? I'm just getting started.
And now you're done.
Hey, why isn't Rebecca here?
She's in Paris at a shoot. Guess what? Asked her to marry me.
Really? You finally did it?
I spent too much time waiting for what's coming next. I mean, she's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
And she actually said yes? She knows about us, right?
I forgot how hilarious you are.
People do.
There's Candace.
She walks down the aisle in a wedding gown. She holds her father's arm as they head to the front, passing Andrea and Lori. She waves at Dave. Then meets Val. Her father kisses her and shakes Val's hand.
Thank you. Thank you.
The guests sit.
I introduced them. Oh, yeah. From the first moment I saw them, I knew they were meant to be together.
At the reception.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Andrea!
Hi! Oh, I'm so glad you could come.
I wouldn't have missed it for anything. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
She hugs Lori.
Congratulations, honey. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. You were there the night Val and I met. Can you believe it led to all of this?
Candace!
Jody!
They hug.
Oh, it's been too long.
Yeah. How are you? How's school? Are you having fun?
Well, I hate it, but it'll be over soon.
Yes, the wedding was perfect.
Thank you.
Hi!
Hi! Hi, girls!
She hugs the twins.
Oh, this is great. This is so great.
Hey, let's go find the guys.
Yeah.
There they are.
Oh, hey!
Candace hugs Bob.
You look so beautiful.
Barbara. Who's that with David?
His new wife, who until recently was his assistant.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Poor Johnny. What happened?
I don't know exactly, but the twins are so wildly successful sometimes that creates more problems than people can handle.
Beautiful.
Look at them. It doesn't seem that long ago. They're all just children meeting for the first time. Go on, it looks like a family reunion.
Hey, everybody, grab a glass. You better watch out for those two. They're party animals. One glass of sparkling cider and they're cut off.
I don't think we should let him give this speech. There are children present.
It's nothing we haven't heard before.
She knows.
True.
She knows. I think you all know that I have practically nothing in common with Danny Tanner.
Except you're both strikingly handsome.
Except that. But I want you all to know that I'm finally coming to understand something about Danny that I never really appreciated before. The best thing about Danny was that he knew what was important. He surrounded himself with the people he loved.
And ate lots of ice cream.
And hugged. So much hugging.
Yes, ice cream and hugs and lots of love. So, Candace, we wish you every happiness as you start your new family. And just know that wherever you go, wherever any of us go, We'll always have this family, too.
Yeah, that's true.
The one we made.
Cheers.
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 Actually, I have something I'd like to say as well. Something as heartwarming and poetic as Bob's little toast here. I thought that was beautiful.
They dance.
You know, after 8 seasons and 192 episodes, it was hard to believe it was really over. But we had such good memories. Full House was one of the most successful shows of all time and entertained millions. Of course, as time went on, everyone had their highs and lows. We got married, had children. The twins even created their own fashion lines. Turned out they weren't just adorable, but really smart, too. Bob took the grief he felt for his sister and directed a movie about her brave battle. And to this day, when one of us deals with hard times, or one of the many challenges that life puts in front of us, the other ones do whatever we can to help out. You know, it's pretty incredible. After all these years, we all remain close and get together often.
A photographer captures a group photo.
Like the family we are.
Full House. Although based on a true story, certain names have been changed, and some characters, timelines, and events portrayed in this motion picture are fictional or have been altered in the process of dramatization. Cast: Garrett Braithwaite as Bob Saget, Justin Mader as Dave Coulier, Justin Gaston as John Stamos, Shelby Armstrong as young Candace Cameron, Brittany Wilson as older Candace Cameron, Dakota Guppy as young Jodie Sweetin, Jordan Ashley Olsen as older Jodie Sweetin, Blaze and Kinsley Todd as Olsen twin toddlers, Calla and Tyla Jones as Olsen twins age 6, Kylie and Jordan Armstrong as Olsen twins age 9, Mackenzie Porter as Jarny Olsen, Aislinn Watson is younger Andrea Barber, Jamie Schneider is older Andrea Barber, Juliana Wimbles is Sherry Saget, Ali Liebert is Gay Saget, Matthew Kevin Anderson as Jeff Franklin. Copyright 2015 Bay Road Productions Limited, all rights reserved. Front Street Productions, produced in association with Shaw.